Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Use Our Gifts and Talents for Others.
So our reading for this morning from the Old Testament is taken from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 10. We will do the first two paragraphs and then jump at the end. In the middle is a lot about what King Solomon is receiving in gifts during his reign.
When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, fame due to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels bearing spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she told him all that was on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing hidden from the king that he could not explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba had observed all the wisdom of Solomon, the house he had built, the food of his table, the seating of his officials, and the attendance of his servants, their clothing, his valets, and his burnt offerings that he offered at the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. So she said to the king, "The report was true that I heard in my own land of your accomplishments and of your wisdom. But I did not believe the reports until I came, and my own eyes had seen it. Not even half had been told me. Your wisdom and prosperity far surpass the report that I had heard. Happy are your wives. Happy are these your servants, who continually attend you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, he has made you king to execute justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold and a great quantity of spices and precious stones. Never again did spices come in such quantity as that which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Thus King Solomon excelled the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. The whole earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put into his mind. Every one of them brought a present, objects of silver and gold, garments, weaponry, spices, horses, and mules, so much year by year.
Our New Testament reading is taken from the book of Acts, that book between the end of the gospel and the beginning of letters written to churches, which speaks about the birth of the church and how the first Christians spread the message.
When they passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out of the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here. And Joseph has welcomed them into his house. They were all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus. When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they put Jason and the others on bail and let them go. In Berea, as soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul had said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God in Berea, they went there too, agitating the crowd and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible.
Thank you very much for those two readings. I'm pretty sure you've been asked the question in the past, if you had a chance to meet someone from history, who would it be? And if we Christian, maybe many of us would say, oh, I would like to meet Jesus. Thank you very much. But of course, there are often very interesting other people in history that we might want to meet. But I realize that although I've been asked that question a few times, I think through my life, I never thought of, well, actually, I might want to meet King Solomon. But reading this description and the experience that the Queen of Sheba had of Solomon, I think I would want to have met Solomon if I had the chance. I'm sure I will definitely have a very nice meal, according to this reading, and I will see quite amazing things. But what really strikes me is that although Solomon was known to be that person full of wisdom, it was a fame due to the name of the Lord. It was a gift received from God, a gift he received through prayer. He was told by God, you could ask whatever you want. And Solomon had asked, please give me wisdom, an ability to lead my people. And because he had asked a wise request, God gave him wisdom above all wisdom in that time, but also he gave him more than that. And King Solomon had an amazing reign and was a blessing to the people of Israel. It just reminds me, as we celebrated the life of Queen Elizabeth, that at the very start of her life, she did ask God for help to be that person who would serve her people. And I think the example that she was through her life was a reflection of God's gift to her, who has enabled her to be a person of service to the nation and to her people. And it reminds me that we have all received gifts and talents, and those are things we received. And of course, we are called to make use of them. Sometimes if we have certain abilities, we have to study hard to make them grow and make them flourish. But they're all gifts. We've all received something to serve others and to help others flourish in this life. Some have very practical gifts, some have more maybe intellectual gifts, but they're all there to help others. And that's why I think what God means by we call to serve and not to be served. It's not to set aside our personalities, our gifts, our talents, but it's to know where they come from and to use them for the benefit of the people around us. And Paul and Silas had received gifts. Paul had an amazing gift of learning and teaching. But his life took a different direction when he met Jesus, and he decided to use those gifts to serve the people by helping others realize who Jesus is. And so this is one of those stories where Paul is arriving in a city called Thessalonica, and it shows us what his strategy was. He would first go to the local synagogue, which was in a sense kind of the local place for the Jews who would meet on a Saturday, not a Sunday, but so they're kind of a church, but their own way of meeting with God. And he would then use those Sabbath day to tell about the Messiah, to tell about Jesus, and show from scripture why this Jesus had to suffer and raised from the dead. And people were willing to listen, but also that kind of message brought opposition. And if you want to hear more about opposition, well, on Sunday, that's exactly the talk we're going to have on at St. James Church. So you're very welcome to come in person or to follow us on Facebook. But the message of Jesus is good news, but strangely always bring also uproar and opposition. And we see that in these passages, jealousy from leaders, people who are maybe afraid to lose their positions because of what God is doing. And we have two different kind of reaction. The first one, they have to leave the city because of the opposition is so big. The other one, people are eager to listen and eager to examine. And so at St. James, I do hope we'll find ways to create space for people who are really searching for truth, searching for God, searching for meaning, that they will find at St. James a place to do that, whether on Sundays or whether through our relationships. We all have something to say about God, what God has done in our lives, and to share that with our friends. We need courage to do that, but it's a gift we can offer. But also we need places where people who have real questions can find answers and explore. So at St. James, we will have a time in end of January where we will explore the story of the coming of Jesus in a fun way, kind of a pantomime type of things, where we will be able to invite our friends, our neighbor, our colleagues. But it's not just to have fun, it's to open those questions of life and to open conversations and to see what God will do then through those three performances and the kind of conversation that will continue after that. So let's pray. Let's pray for the life of St. James as it seeks to be a witness of God's love and God's truth.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.